Our story today is called Good for Them, Good for You. It's from Sunny Skies. Studies have shown a casual link where, when people behave in this generous, kind way, they actually end up happier themselves. That from Elizabeth Dunn. She's a psychology professor at the University of British Columbia. Frankly, she told the CBC, I found it very reassuring that humans have this sort of baked-in tendency to experience joy from helping others. Dunn said her happiness research is conducted by changing the conditions that people are facing and seeing the results. In one experiment, researchers walked up to randomly selected people on UBC's campus, gave them either a $5 or $20 bill, and asked them to spend the money by the end of the day. Half were told to spend the cash to benefit someone else. The other half were asked to use the money to benefit themselves. At the end of the day, the subjects don't really know what the experiment is about. We just ask them about their day and ask them to rate how happy they felt. Dunn said, what we saw in that experiment is that people felt happier after using this money to benefit others than after using it to benefit themselves. Dunn said the study suggests treating others with kindness is more effective for promoting our own happiness than treating ourselves. However, she says being kind to ourselves is very important too. The form of kindness that's perhaps the most beneficial for ourselves is really all about self-compassion. The same sort of gentle compassion we extend to a treasured friend or maybe a younger person in our life that we care about. Philippians 2:3 finds St. Paul telling us, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourselves. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.